trying to forecast Wichita's economy in turbulent times. I'm Tom Shine, and welcome to The Range.
Support for The Range comes from McCown Gordon Construction and listeners like you.
Coming up, we learn what a docent does at the Ulrich Museum of Art.
To give joy to people who don't understand what the museum is all about.
But first, the 2025 Kansas Economic Outlook Conference was held yesterday at Century 2. Wichita State's Center for Economic Development and Business Research prepared a detailed forecast for the year ahead. But as Center Director Becca Selby Leach told me, making predictions right now about the economy is difficult.
We're forecasting in a period of uncertainty. That is unprecedented. Use those words so many times. Uncertain, unprecedented. So that makes forecasting particularly challenging. But I think the main headlines are going to be that things are slowing. We're seeing slowdowns in employment. We're seeing ticks up in unemployment. And we're starting to see GDP starting to tick down a little bit. And this is for the state as a whole.
Does uncertainty impact the economy?
It absolutely does, because it changes the behavior of the consumers and producers in the economy. So when producers are uncertain, then they tend to stockpile inventory. They tend to slow down in hiring processes. They tend to not backfill their positions. For consumers, uncertainty causes them to be more likely to save, less likely to borrow and invest, and we're more likely to see them purchasing more necessities rather than the expensive luxury-type goods.
Boeing, as you know, is preparing to complete its acquisition of Spirit AeroSystems this year. How's that going to impact the local aviation sector, or will it impact the local aviation sector?
I think, hopefully, with all of the challenges that this particular industry has faced over the last couple of years, that in the end, what we'll see is positive impact on that industry, because they want to make sure that quality is assured. We don't need any repeats of the challenges that they faced in the previous couple of years. And so we'll probably bring in even better talent, higher paid jobs, more quality control.
For college students graduating this December or in the spring, what can they expect to find in the job market?
The college students that are coming out into this job market are very likely going to have a lot more competition because of this loosening of the labor market. You have more people who've been let go, potentially high-skilled management-level people, and then we've got fewer jobs being posted.
Anything I haven't asked you?
We're on the verge of something great, but we have to come together and push ourselves into that and weather the storms. Right now, we're in a period of storm where we're needing to figure out how to make it through. But more than that, how can we utilize this time to make ourselves into who we want to be? The nice thing about when things are a downturn or hard is it gives you the opportunity to reinvent sometimes. And so I think this is a call for us to ideate about how to take us to that next level for businesses and the economy as a whole, placing Kansas more solidly on the map and not just a flyover state.
For more of this story, go to KMUW.org. A self-guided tour of an art museum can be relaxing. A tour guided by an educated docent can be revelatory. For this month's artworks, Torrin Anderson talked with the docents at the Ulrich Museum of Art.
The Ulrich has had volunteer docents for most of its history. Donald Rogus has been at the museum for 11 years.
WSU has always had an art collection, but when the Ulrich started, then we've had off and on docents, depending on who the education leader was.
Many docents have finished their careers but are looking for something new.
I'm a retired aerospace engineer, and my resume is just a list of things I never want to do again. Now it's time for the art.
Volunteer Laura Thompson explains docent is just a fancy word for guide.
With a short word, just means teacher, and in this case, a teacher about art.
In guiding visitors through the gallery, docents join them in conversation about the art they're experiencing.
Let's look at these objects together. What do you see? That's generally how we start. What do you think about what you're seeing? Because there's no really right or wrong answer.
The groups that visit the museum have varied backgrounds.
One of my favorite groups was adults taking English as a second language, and they wanted to practice their discussion skills.
Docent is more conversational now and less lecture.
We try not to do all the talking, but that's old school, and we've gotten away from that where we want the viewers to tell us what they're seeing.
And the Ulrich Museum is embodying that inclusion of the viewer with its ongoing and evolving exhibit, CoLab. The museum is exhibiting personal items donated by Wichitans.
So we've turned around the script of the museum saying, hey, look at what we've got. Now we're saying, what objects do you have that you want to share?
Standing in the exhibit hall for CoLab, to my left are some recognizable hometown restaurant menus and a sign for a formerly popular club, but to my right, the objects are more obscure.
This hallway is divided into two halves. This side is connected to Wichita in general, and this half is very personal items.
The items have all been donated by Wichitans, and the collection will continue to grow before it comes down in December. Part of the permanent collection features a famous Kansas photographer. Docent Wilma Moore Black explains.
In the Dr. Sam and Jackie Curie Collection Study Center is where the Gordon Parks collection is housed. He was the first African-American who was paid professionally for doing his photography.
Parks used his camera lens for social change.
Choice of weapon, not violence and anything, very nonviolent. His choice of weapon was his camera.
Park's art is what inspired Wilma Moore Black to become a museum docent. The collection is just behind glass after entering the Ulrich underneath the gigantic Miro mural outside. Once you're inside the museum, you'll find someone to help you in the right direction. And then a docent like Donald Rogas will take over.
And our goal is to make them feel comfortable here and to be able to give joy to people who don't understand what the museum is all about, to give them an experience that makes them want to come back.
For The Range, I'm Torin Anderson.
And one last thing. I remember having lunch many years ago with a journalist from China who was studying at KU. I knew China's government tightly controlled the media, and I asked him how he knew which stories they could or could not report on. He told me that if they wrote a story that upset the government, the editor would get a phone call, and coverage of that topic would end immediately. That conversation continues to remind me how important freedom of the press is, and how often we take it for granted. The job of the news media is to report, openly and freely, on what's happening in our country. President Harry Truman said that democracy relies on the public receiving plain, simple, unvarnished truth from news outlets, with no fear of ever getting a phone call. Thanks for joining us on The Range. Our producers are Carly Cooper, Beth Goulet, and Jonathan Huber. Our digital producer is Hugo Fan, and Torn Anderson composed our theme music. The executive producer of The Range is Fletcher Powell. I'm Tom Shine. And this is KMUW, NPR for Wichita.
Sources and methods, the crown jewels of the intelligence community. Shorthand for how do we know what's real? Who told us? If you have those answers, you're on the inside, and NPR wants to bring you there. From the Pentagon to the State Department to spy agencies, listen to understand what's really happening and what it means for you. Sources and Methods, the new national security podcast from NPR.